The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
And this is the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. As the weather turns manky and the hopes of a sunny wedding in Ireland become unrealistic, many couples are looking abroad to tie the knot. Joining me for tips on how to arrange a wedding overseas is Sarah Kennedy, wedding expert from the Irish Wedding Blog. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, Anton. Thanks for having me on.
It's a total pleasure. When people look to plan a wedding overseas, is it something they can do themselves or do you have to hire a local expert?
Do you know what? It's a mix, right? Because some couples may go into, you know, I want to go abroad, and they may know that destination really, really well, and they may know exactly what they want. And in that case, you could probably do quite a lot. And a lot of the venues that you pick over in various destinations, they'd have a list of suppliers and so on that you could work with and pick from. However, if you're completely green about that destination or do not know what destination you want, I would highly, highly recommend a destination planner, because they have packs ready to go that will pull your wedding together. You have to do less trips over. They can cut through all of the noise and actually deliver back exactly what it is in your head that you want to get. And even right down to, well, look, we want to go abroad, but we don't know where it is. They would be able to look at that for you. Now, there are dedicated wedding planners on specific grounds that specialize in particular areas, which are great once you know what destination you want to go to. But I actually found in my experience that a destination planner on the ground saves you money than you trying to do it yourself, because by you doing it yourself, you need to take a good few trips over to go and vet different things, go search for your venue. You know, you can cut a lot of that noise out by working with a destination planner who will have good contacts, good rates with various suppliers on the ground. So for me, definitely go with a planner if you can.
Even with a planner, does it greatly increase the stress levels compared to organising a wedding at home?
Look, planning a wedding, whether it's home or abroad, is stressful, because you're trying to coordinate many people into one place, and it's such a big emotional thing that's a build up. The only added piece of hassle, we'll say, is actually coordinating guests so that they know where they're going and that you get abroad and you get, you know, from your destination. But once you get there, you're absolutely fine, and it's a very relaxed and chilled environment, which is great. Look, I've been to 4 weddings abroad, and when you get there and on the day, it's very, very relaxed, and it's kind of almost feels like it's less formal. But I wouldn't say that. I think you come with different stresses if you're going abroad, and it's logistical stresses. But if you're in the safe hands of a supplier or a destination planner, you're generally okay. It's hard if you're doing it by yourself, because you might have language barriers and don't really know, you know, because I find that some of the suppliers abroad, they might have a very different way of working than the efficiency, say, of some of our Irish suppliers, who are very on the ball with emails. You know, it's very clear, concise, and they've all these different things. Whereas you could be working with maybe, you know, a Spanish band, and you mightn't hear from them for weeks, and they're very relaxed about the whole thing. But they turn up and do the job. So that can be a little bit stressful. No more so than when you're on holidays trying to organise something. But no, I think it's just a different type of stress if you're going abroad compared to doing it here at home.
What do you find the guests' reaction tends to be? Because if the wedding is at home, most of the guests look and say, OK, what do I have to organise and pay for? A taxi there, a taxi back, a babysitter and a gift. OK, this I can manage. Versus potentially 2 or 3 days, mm-hmm. international flights, hotels, clothing, all of that stuff.
Yeah, look, kind of the reactions that I've seen, and even personally, it's like, oh, mother of God, here we go. Like, this is going to cost a bomb. And you might think, OK, right, there's a lot. And I think, Anton, it probably depends on what stage of your life you're at. If you've got kids, it's an absolute, it can be a bit of a curse. But, you know, what I would always say is those who want to be there will be there as a guest. Those who are particularly close to you will make the effort to go there. And what I always find is you may grimace, if you're living in Dublin, you could get an invite to a wedding in Dingle, we'll say, and that's going to be the same distance and same level of hassle that you would do if you were flying over to the coast of Spain. But once guests get there and they, you know, they see the value of what they have a great time, and then they rave about it, and it's probably very memorable. So, like, I think, yeah, look, it's a massive burden. And what I tend to find with the guests, and, you know, what a lot of people are coming to me about is like, well, we're paying all this money to go. Should we really be giving a cash gift or a gift at all? Because we're already digging very deep into our pockets.
Our presence is gift alone.
Exactly. Well, look, that's like a lot of the weddings I've been to where they've been abroad, that has been called out. It's like, guys, look, we'd love to have you there. We know this is a big undertaking, so please don't be under any pressure. And I think that's a nice thing to do if you're in a position to do it, you know.
Of all of the destinations that you have seen, which are the most popular at the moment?
So just coming off the back of, I just did the wedding and honeymoon show in the RDS, which was a huge success. But Italy seems to be the one that everyone's, you know, really kind of consumed about finding information on. And then after that, you're looking at Spain. So Italy, Spain, and then France. It's mainly mainland Europe, with some of the islands, some of the Canary Islands. And then I'm only starting now to see trickles of people where they're talking about Mexico again, because I haven't heard that destination dropped in a long time. But Italy seems to be, you know, Italy, Portugal, Spain, France. They're the kind of the big winners.
Mexico is a big ask of people, isn't it? That's a long flight.
You tend to find, though, that's couples who really just want to kind of keep it very, very low key. They really don't want to have a big number at it. And it's really just about them and maybe, you know, maybe 10 people, if even. Like, that's, you know, that's really the crux of it why they're doing it.
So give me a ballpark figure then. If I come to you and say, okay, I want to go somewhere, Sorrento, the Amalfi Coast, somewhere along those lines, medium-sized wedding, nice affair, very tasteful, flowers banned, all the rest of it. What's my bill going to be?
There is absolutely no indicative costing for this, because like Ireland, you couldn't just pull a number out of your hat, because you've got a different product portfolio over there. So for example, you may decide, do you know what, I want to rent out a villa and I want all my guests there. And, you know, that will be one certain price for pure exclusivity, 5 days locked in. That's one price. And that's all your catering coverage, the works. And, you know, you could be looking at anything from 20 to 30 to whatever you want that to be. You know, a chateau in France would be the same, versus you could go somewhere like, I find that Spain is actually quite reasonable from the feedback I've heard, where you're going to, like, say, one of the, like, a hotel. It's fully equipped, it's very accessible, you can come and go, you don't have to be locked into exclusivity, and that's considerably cheaper. So it's very difficult to say, well, here is the price and here is the saving. It is, I have been told that it has been a lot less in various different scenarios to get married abroad. But then again, you know, you do see the weddings where they're booking out a full chateau or a villa, and it's on par with what you would pay in Ireland. So yeah, it's there's some mixed reviews out there.
Sarah, thank you very much. That's Sarah Kennedy, who is the wedding expert from the Irish Wedding Blog.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.